사람에게 God damn it. You're a little bit happy.
Fire
up.
Up.
Just when you think you get rid of us.
Fire.
Can't get rid of the fire.
We come back.
You know, I think Scob's gonna be a real bitch today. I got a feeling, I don't know why. Yep, Scob's really been it.
I just got a feeling too, which is funny because I just recorded with Cody and it was okay.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's just this area. You know, Australia, shit house. No fucking weather, no technology.
Yeah, it is a wasteland, so I
Yeah, Mad Max. That's all this place is. But how are we doing, mister?
Oh, Mad Max is getting beat by Spy.
Oh, the Spy. Fuck that shit. We are not talking about Melissa McCarthy at all in this show.
Oh, because we're here to talk about films!
Film sack! Film scrotum! Film scrotum! I'll tell you what, I decided to do a little research on these motherfuckers, who, by the way, people, if you don't know, Film Scrotum, Film Sack, Film Knob, whatever his fucking name was the piece of shit that beat you last year in the podcast awards, am I correct?
Oh, why, you must remind me, yes, I lost the Film Scrotum, I mean Film Sack, yes.
No, he's a scrotum, and you know what? He is an uneducated, untalented scrotum. I listened to their Rocky IV show. Those motherfuckers don't know a goddamn thing about that film.
If anybody doesn't know, people, Wayne's favorite series is the Rocky series. And when he told me that they didn't do justice to his Rocky movie, he was pretty pissed off. He was ready to fire it up.
Man, pissed off. I wanted to drive to wherever that shithole, that fucking hobbit piece of shit lives in. Drag his award and say, you don't deserve this no more, because this is just ridiculous. Their shows aren't funny. And they do a show once every month, and somehow that wins a bloody podcast award. Bloody Maxcast could have won one if that was the case.
Sidewalk Cowboy won one. Why don't you worry about that?
Hey, nothing wrong with
Cyborg Cowboy. Radio podcast on here.
Nothing wrong with Cyborg Cowboys. That is a great show. But yeah, bloody Film Sack, Film Scrotum. This whole show is probably just going to be us trying to promote the fact that we want to get this nominated for a podcast award, along with all the other shows. I just closed all my other shit because you know what? I told you, God does not want this to happen. He threw a girl in front of your car. He's trying to throw obstacles in front of our ways to record. Now he's trying to throw Skype in there. God, give up. You cannot win this fight. Fire it up, Count. Yeah. Stop.
He saw my text. You know, he sent me a text too.
He sent you a text. Oh, he did. Me a text. He did too.
He sent me a text. Well, these are for people. This is how much God doesn't want the show to happen. The minute we got done doing our second show for the week, because people, I don't know if you know, but I put out a tweet saying, we're going to be doing a fired up every day for the rest of this week right now because we got a lot of shit to rant about. The Lord, at 10:31 a.m. the next day, sent me a message saying, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and be set free from bondage of sin. I was just like, oh, got to send this to Wayne. It's a sign.
Hey, I love bondage. Nothing wrong with a little pain.
This is the way I have to say it. This is the best text message I've ever gotten in the past 26 years of living.
Why are they sending that to you, though? Don't they know who you are?
They don't even know who I am. No, they don't know who I am.
You think it lately?
This is my God. He didn't
want Yeah. God's up there texting away because he's got nothing else fucking better to do.
He said, what better way to get to P1 than by sending him a text? I know he'll look at this. I know he'll look.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, God, I did look. You know what? That text message is going to be like the new sign now for Fired Up. Like, when we get our artwork done, that text message is going to be on a chalkboard in the background.
But you think of it. Since we started the show, how many religious things have we seen? I saw that stupid car with a sticker on it about, you know, all you need is God or whatever the fucking shit that was.
That's right. That was your religious sign.
Yes. And you're getting signs now, texts from God. Yeah, this is like the most religious show you could probably have.
You know what? We need to take this show out of the comedy section.
Yes.
And put it in religious one.
I think
hell, Pastor Wayne.
I do think we should, because this show is very educational on life. You know, we teach you about what not to do and what to do.
Yesterday, we taught you about entertainment and what not to choose as entertainment, which was that fat cunt.
Yeah, I haven't had any feedback. Right. I haven't had any feedback from that yet, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
That's probably everyone agrees with us thing. That's what that is.
Well, I tell you, if you think Melissa McCarthy is not funny, then don't go and listen to fucking Film Scrotum, because that guy is less funny.
I was just about to say, people, if you didn't know what we're about to talk about today, we're here to talk about promoting the Podcast Awards and the people that beat me last year. Film Scrotum.
And we're going to just beat them physically this year if they win, because we'll go there and fucking kneecap them.
Yeah, well, we're about to kneecap them on this show right now.
We'll kneecap them anyway. Just take their award.
I remember when they won this, well, before they even won, I looked it up. I did my research on every competition except for the spill.com, because I already knew I was going to beat that one out of the company. I looked this one up and realized, well, they obviously can't win because, I mean, they only do a show like once a month. I mean, well, apparently that's not what it counts on. I was like, and then like Wayne said, it's not really all that entertaining, and they do a lot of movies that, I'm not going to lie, I don't really give a fuck about. I think Rocky IV is the most prominent
entertaining
movie.
I have seen a turd in the toilet that was more entertaining than the shit they put up. I swear to God.
Yeah, it's called Moss Turd. Yes.
But if you can't even get Rocky IV right, this motherfucker, I'm going to take a sound quote. He said the first Rocky was low budget and unoriginal and uninteresting. Fuck
what?
You. Yes. What? I almost dropped my laptop when I heard that.
When the first Rocky came out, that was unoriginal. What?
And of course, low budget. No shit, it was made for like $500,000. Well, I think it was $1 million, $800,000, something like that. No shit, it was low budget.
Wayne, every movie back then was low budget. What the fuck?
It's Film Scrotum. You need to get a film education, you fucking dickhead.
Wait a minute. What do you mean unoriginal? That was like one of the most original things of its time that came out.
He said it was. It literally was like uninspiring, unoriginal. I'm like, Rocky!
What?
The first Rocky! The other one, you can say whatever you want. Yes, I love all the Rocky movies, but the first film is like, it has been voted one of the most inspirational films, one of the most inspirational characters.
It has the most inspirational soundtrack and everything. What the fuck?
This is why people, if Film Scrotum wins, if he dares wins, that's it. I will quit podcast. Fire It Up is no more.
Fire It Up, God damn it, no. I love Rocky. I'm not you're probably a way bigger fan than I am, but even I can say that Rocky was one of the most inspirational films of that decade that came. I mean, most of the movies that follow it is inspirational. Even nowadays, that movies that are supposed to be inspirational didn't have an impact like Rocky did.
Motherfucker, this guy paired Karate Kid 2 to Rocky 4 and Rocky 2. I'm like, what the fuck? What? Karate Kid 2? I swear, you should have heard me, because I don't know if you were asleep when I was listening to the show. I was listening to it, and the whole way I'm like, I get about 10 minutes into it, I'm gonna stop this. And then he says another thing stupid. I'm like, what? I've got to hear the rest of this fucking shit.
Now, here's what I'll talk about for Karate Kid 2. I love Karate Kid 2. I like it better than the first one.
Same.
But there's nothing inspirational in the Karate Kid 2.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I mean, it's just basically, it's pretty much him fighting for survival at this point. That's what makes it better. The first one is more inspirational. Of him standing up to bullies and shit like that, but the second, the second one's not about inspiration at all compared to the Rocky. What in the fuck is he talking about?
But I listened and I couldn't believe this shit. And you know, the funniest part is that guy beat you. Just remember that he beat you.
Oh Jesus Christ!
And I distinctly remember, because I remember last year when I was like, you truly believe, you're like, I haven't got this in the bag, but I think I've got this. I think I've got this. And then when I heard you lost, you're like, motherfucker.
All you heard in the background was, motherfucker.
Some giant fat.
Because I want to say an hour before it started, I talked to you and was just like, I was telling you, I was like, I'm fucking confident. I got this. I am fucking confident that a motherfucker. I got this. There's no way I can't lose this or whatever. And then about an hour later, all you got was text messages going, motherfucker.
All I remember, I still think the words were motherfucker beaten by a fat heap of piece of shit or something like that.
Yeah. And you know, the thing was too, I had so much great momentum that year too. Like, it was just so, everyone was backing us up from, like, you know, obviously, like, you know, Kat and her husband and all them and stuff like that. I had a lot of people backing me up, defending me and stuff. And, you know, I was like, shit, I'm confident. I got this. I got this on the bag.
It was prime time because it was like the downfall of Spill. They were literally gone by this stage. So everyone was kind of rallying behind you. And you're like, I would have been confident too. But beaten by a scrotum. How is that possible?
Yeah, because I remember you and Luke did a show beforehand, and you guys were talking about, oh, it's time for that torch. There's good spills out. It's time for that torch to be passed now, whatever. And I was like, yeah, damn straight.
Motherfucker, they pissed me and Luke off because we had a whole show planned with you winning. And yeah, fucked it up. It ruined the whole thing. Wasn't happy about that.
I remember that now. Yes.
That was the P1 Land episode where we had your own theme park and shit. I was like, it fucking got ruined.
I took the podcast award money and opened up P1 Land. That one, yeah.
That's the one. We're not with the King of Ass. We did the whole episode set up the week before. We're talking about, oh, how he's going to win the award. The next week was meant to be P1 Land, which we did anyway, with him winning the award.
I still got that photo you sent me where you put my picture in the owl costume where I'm like, P1 before the awards and then P1 after, and then it says, bring on the darkness.
That's right. Good old times. Good old times.
I love that photo, though. It was just like, oh, P1, he's all smiling and happy and shit like that. Then it said after the awards, and it was just like, it was just the devil.
I forgot about that photo.
That photo was awesome, dude. Oh, what was the other one? People was putting memes up and shit. Because remember, I always forget the name of that movie. The one with Leonardo DiCaprio where they was just like, where he smashes that bottle over that guy's head and shit like that.
Departed. The Departed, yeah.
Yeah. Someone put my head on him, on Leonardo DiCaprio's head, and the guy, other guy said, where's your award at, P1? I took it and smashed it across his fucking
head. I just thought that was a real photo of you. Classing some motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, let that be a lesson to your film scrotum if you win again. Because I don't know how that guy's popular. I've been to their site. Their site looks like shit. Their shows are shit.
Yeah.
The talent's shit. I'll give it to them.
You know they've won awards in multiple categories too, right?
Yeah. I get one credit. They got good audio. That's the only thing, because I don't obviously record with fucking Skype, which is a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll give them that.
They got better audio than we do.
But you know what we have? We have a crew. You have the master himself, Mr. Phenomenal One, the creator of it all, at the head.
That's right.
You have got a drunken, DC-loving plan man, Cody, which, my God, I heard that. I heard half that show. What the fuck was wrong with Cody?
He was trying to explain himself to me earlier. He's like, man, I actually argued with you about DC plan. And I was just like, yep, you did.
If you listen,
I said, Cody, it doesn't help you. A man is still love in moments now, whatever. He's just like, oh God. I was like, now I told him, I said, the only thing that was missing is I got quiet. I was just waiting for you to say how good Man of Steel was. I was just waiting for you to say that.
But if you listen to that show, I mean, I haven't listened to the whole thing yet. I've listened to at least half plus. But even on the darkness, he says about you talking to him about the show, and he can't remember even recording it at all. It was like, God damn.
There, you know what? It was actually longer. I had to cut some things out because he was just mumbling shit.
What? The bonus. Mumbling Cody, the show.
Actually, you know what? I still do have some of it. So, yes, I actually did put together a little bonus thing. The DC rant of his, it goes on way longer than that. It just got cut out because it was just some parts where he was just going like, you know, DC is so great. I mean, good that, you know, it's just, and then he just mumbled off and he said, motherfucker. I was like, what?
I think Tom Hardy must have heard the show, apparently.
Yeah. That's why he ran away.
He ran away. That was all part of the plan.
And then he got into some conversation of how Julianne Moore, he was just like, oh, she can't play a chick with Alzheimer's. She's too hot for that. I was just like, okay, CJ.
What? What? So, because you're... What? If a star is attractive, I don't think she's that attractive.
Thank you. Same here. Same thing.
I'm trying to get past the fact that it's Julianne Moore first. Like, yeah, she's not really... She's redhead. Redheads are kind of soulless, so...
Yeah, she's kind of soulless. She'd probably stab you. Like I said in the show, she'll stab you in your fucking sleep, I think. So.
Yeah, well, I saw the Carrie remake. She's a crazy bitch in that.
Yeah, she's fucking crazy with her. But yes, you're right. We got the phenomenal one, God himself of the site.
We got
the drunken DC-loving Cody. We got the master of the wasteland.
The master. I'll take that.
That's right. We got the director of the Night of the Living Dead.
Yes. You beat me to it. I was going to bring that up. The greatest film director of all time. Indeed.
That's right. We got.
And then you got the Mr. Invisible in Chicago John, who's never there.
We got Mr. Abandon a Baby in a Heartbeat, a typical Negro day, Chicago John.
You know, you're Sammy? You got Sammy as well?
Got the redneck Indian.
Yeah, yes. the biggest racist of all time.
That's right, biggest racist of all time, who's just opening up them legs for all the main crew. Yes, that's right.
And Snapchatting with them.
That's right.
Hey, that's how you can get in. Make sure whoever's voting, just send photos of Sammy. Get it a Snapchat, all the photos. You'll get all the votes then.
Oh, that's right. I'll use Sammy to win this time. That's what I'll do. I'll use Sammy. I'll use Sammy's ass. I'll sell her ass. Oh, there you go.
I'm sure there's photos everywhere of that everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure even if they took the photo, they'd be like, oh, that's Sammy Brown. That's nothing new. I got that already. We are the movie spoilers family, goddamn it.
You know what? After hearing all that, I agree. I think Film Scrotum should win. Because we're
like, wow, we're horrible.
We make the freaking bloody Texas Chainsaw Massacre family seem normal.
Yeah, they come to our house and watch us eat, and they'd be like, oh, fuck this. Hey, Leatherface ain't got shit on these people right here.
They just chops his head off with a chainsaw, runs off.
They're fucking crazy. What's them two fools over there yelling? Fire it up! Fire it up!
Hey, that shit, I guarantee you, by the time we hit 50 shows or whatever, even if we do that, I don't know, fucking know, that's going to be a cash prize.
Yeah.
People are going to be saying that in the streets. I'm telling you that.
Yeah, I've been making that a thing. I put that hashtag fired up in every damn thing I post now.
I know, even when we comment on just like any random photo, it's just fire it up. That's it.
Fire it up. I think Amethyst Chaos sent us a thing on Facebook, and I just wrote fire it up.
Oh, yes, the Jason versus Freddy is too hot, chick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a little fire up.
You know what? And that's still probably a better remake. I'm all for that.
Yeah, you know what? Damn sure would be. Show us the Alien and Predator one next, Amethyst. Yeah, we'd like to see that one. Fix that one for us.
Yeah. We get film scrotum.
I love that we're inspiration to women on this show. I love it.
Of course we are. Now, you know what? I hate women. I'm sorry, I do.
Yeah. Well, they have a vagina. That's good, so.
Yeah, but that's it. Oh, they got tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got tits.
I mean, you could just take the brain out and then you got the perfect woman.
I was about to say, if you just take the mouth off, you should be good.
Sew it up like a human centipede.
That's right, yeah. Sew it up like a human centipede. Show you a human centipede, whatever. But Wayne, let me ask you this question. What do you think of our chances this year? What do you think?
Okay, how about you just give a rundown of what you've got in what categories, and let's break it down, see what could possibly win.
That is a good point. I did break it down. I sent the email out. I broke down each show as possibly as can. CJ responded back with his little video like technology. CJ is in voice now.
Yeah, technology. CJ. It's interesting that.
Yeah, technology. Chicago John the Bear should be changed to Chicago John Technology.
Chicago to CJ, the most laziest shit. He can't even type anymore.
I know. He never was typing. That's why none of his shit never made any damn sense. Where he was using that goddamn Google talking shit to write in for him.
Just a thumbs up.
That's why his words never made any fucking sense and shit. But okay, people. So here's the breakdown for the 2015 podcast.
Get your pen and paper out, people. You got to write this shit down.
Right? Write your shit down, because this Monday voting opens up and you need to vote. Remember, people, you can vote once a day. Or probably more than one day if you have different email accounts. Yes. That's what I would do.
That's what we're all doing.
Yeah, I'm even making up some accounts right now just to get my votes in.
I'm just giving people money.
You know why I didn't win last year? It's because that fucking Lay who didn't promote nothing. That's why.
No, it's true. And that's Cody, CJ, Sammy, all you motherfuckers. Promote. You must vote and promote.
Like I think you guys, you, Sammy, CJ, and Luke, whatever, I think you guys promoted more than fucking Lay who
did. Hey, I voted.
Goddamn shame.
I voted 5 times a day because I have 5 emails.
No, I have a lot of emails now that I think about it.
Yeah, I just got a lot from all different sites and shit to say, yeah, just use them all. I've got more this year.
I finally looked at my site email, TPO at moviesportspodcast.com. I looked at that and was like, oh, I forgot I got an email for the website as well. I was like, damn, I got a lot of messages in here. I'll look them over one day when I feel like it. I'll get Cody to do it when he's drunk.
Get Cody, just not when he's drunk.
Yeah. That's what I hired him for. He's my secretary.
Shit.
So, obviously, movies and film. We got movie spoilers and the great Throwback Tuesday with the great director Z on it.
Oh, the best director of all time. He yes. will give you. He will if that wins, he will send out his copy of Night Living Dead for free.
Yeah, signed.
Signed.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I don't know if the signature adds to it or takes away from it, but either way.
Yeah, exactly. We'll even put Sean's name on there too as well.
Oh yeah, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed, Sean, that you were not nominated for best original screenplay for the Academy Awards.
That's right. He should have introduced that screenplay into the, you know, because they have like an indie screen writing award or whatever. I was upset at him. He didn't do that.
I can't wait for the Academy Awards. Have you heard? You know how they have like the farewells for people that passed away. They're going to use that song, yeah. "My Living Dead."
Oh yes, they should use that song. They should use a montage.
It would fit, wouldn't it? Goodbye, my way home.
just had that black guy appear at the end like they did in the movie.
Oh yeah, it's just a black thing. Now what was that line?
Oh, it was just like he's just like, man, is this revenge for what we did to your people? Yeah. Like what?
I didn't actually. I thought you guys were joking until I heard that. I'm like, oh shit.
Actually, Cody was the one that reminded me that line was there. I was like, oh, God. I was like, Sean, did you write that?
Did you see? I think I said, you know you can get the soundtrack to that?
Where?
Didn't you say? I sent it to Cody. You can actually buy.
Oh, that's right, yes. That's
you can buy the soundtrack, and not only the soundtrack, you can buy the movie poster.
Ooh, I need to put that on. You know what? I just got my new poster today, my Guardians of the Galaxy poster today. I need to get my Night of the Living Dead one now. Need to.
By the cast.
Yes, the entire cast. Yes.
It's actually funny because I saw them bowling the other day on one of his photos. And it's just weird.
They're proud, that's why.
Woman die? Oh, wait, no, now she's bowling. Okay.
They listened to Fire It Up and rip that shit apart. But let me go ahead and break down the entertainment category. Yeah. I have The Darkness.
Yeah.
Obviously. The Recap, Gotham.
Yes.
And The Recap, The Walking Dead.
Yes. How could you not want to miss any of those shows?
That's right, because you know what won last year went in the entertainment category was a Walking Dead podcast.
Oh, it was too.
Yeah, that's right. So I was just like, well, shit.
Gotham.
We got a Walking Dead podcast. Yeah, shit. Shit, we got a Walking Dead podcast. Man, shit, they ain't got shit on us then. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we're the Recap Crew.
That's what we're just called, the Recap, because we recap any shit. Any
that's
shit.
Right.
I gotta think, like, Gotham, though, is probably a funny one, because Walking Dead's hard to make fun of, whereas Gotham, we can rip the shit out of that show, so it's...
And I just, to be honest, I really wasn't gonna add Walking Dead, whatever, because Gotham is funnier. I think Gotham is better, but like you said, because Walking Dead, we can't really make fun of it, and when we do, it's more second, but Gotham is just every goddamn show, I swear, every goddamn
show. Well, now they've got Hugo Strange in it. I think it's gonna pick up.
Yeah, you know what? That's right. Cody's happy about that, too, by the way.
That's a part of their plan.
Because DC's got a plan. You know what? I should have said that on the show. Yeah, DC's got such a great plan. I saw that great plan on Gotham when they introduced Hugo Strange.
But see, wasn't that said by the Joker? It's all part of the plan.
It's all part of the plan. It was funny because when people kept asking me, so what was Cody's plan? I was just like, release a bunch of movies. That was their plan.
Yeah. No particular order, and change the dates and change the scripts. And
yeah. Oh, and lose some actors.
Yeah, lose some actors. Bring some new ones in. That's all their plan, man. It's to confuse Marvel so they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. And if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about in that part, everybody knows that Tom Hardy was supposed to be the leader of the Suicide Squad.
Yep.
And he walked out.
That's part of his plan.
Part of the plan. That's right.
I'd love to know why. I mean, for Tom Hardy to leave a film, it's pretty rare.
They said it was because of scheduling with another movie, and I was like, when they said the other movie, what it was, I was like, I never even heard of that movie. I was like, wow. So he left a big project for some.
Which, in other words, means that script ain't too good.
Tom Hardy left a bigger project. But the thing was, I was reading an article saying DC knew about that movie that he was doing. They just said, fuck it, let's film it anyway. I was just like, well, ain't that a bitch? Was that part of their plan, too?
Oh, but now they got Jake Gyllenhaal. He's like, okay.
Hey, oh, those are just rumors. They ain't got his ass yet. I don't think they're going to get Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well,
I think
Jake
Gyllenhaal's too good for that shit now.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, he's done some shit before.
And before, but not no more. He's a profound actor now. He's a great actor.
He was also in Prince of Persia. Just remember that.
That was 3 years ago. that was years ago. Oh, and Wayne, we can't one more category, man. How can we forget though? The important category. The comedy. Comedy category. Fired up.
Fire it up.
Damn it.
How can
damn,
you not?
Yo, must be, and when we win for Fired Up, that's going to be my line, my acceptance award is. Woo! My must be proud of me now.
Just
damn.
Walk up with a bottle of alcohol, smash it over the desk, and just light it up and fire and walk off.
And throw it to the audience.
And just go. And back to you.
And Molotov cocktails for everyone.
And people, you got to understand, we are throwing a show together every day just to get nominated.
That's right. That's right. We ain't doing this for you people. We ain't doing this for your entertainment. Are you not entertained?
I think we're up to 6 episodes. We're going to throw out 4 in about 4 days.
Yeah, that's right. And we're doing it. That's right.
Damn straight we're doing it. You guys, this was only meant to be like a bonus show. You're getting one every day for this week. You should be thanking us.
That means we don't even have to do it for a month now.
You just think now. You don't have to be listening to the girlfriend or the wife chatting away to you. You can just go and fire it up, put the headphones in, and say, I've got better things to listen to. Thank you.
You know what Fire It Up is for people? Like, I was talking to somebody there. He said, Fire It Up is like, he said, that's what gets me ready for work. And I was like, Fire It Up is like an anthem for people. You know, it makes you, if you've got like an asshole boss or a dickhead or something like that, Fire It Up is there to show you that you don't have to take that shit.
So we're the Rocky of podcasting.
Goddamn right. Yeah, that's right. We inspiring people. Shit, we're the underdogs trying to become the overdogs, and we're inspiring people to say fuck you.
And once we get that power, we're going to become greedy, corrupt, and then we're going to lose it all.
Yeah, you know what? We need to steal that Guardians of the Galaxy poster that says "You're welcome," and then that'll be our tagline now. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I do get good feedback from this show. So,
that's right.
I do. If people want to get behind all those shows, especially Fire It Up, please do. Because you know what? P1 deserves this shit. I don't deserve shit. Cody doesn't deserve shit. But P1, you worked your ass off to be nominated and to win something. It's about fucking time you do.
Now, all of you guys said that, and I agree with that, but you guys deserve just as much as I do.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm just trying to sound nice. I'm trying to sound humble.
Oh, okay.
Of course, I fucking deserve something, you prick. Work for
it. Wait, like I said on Movie Spoilers, I got to rely on the Australian bastard these days nowadays.
Hey,
you guys.
I crawled out of the sludges of MaxCast, all right? That is like climbing out of hell and back to get to where I am now.
He's like, Wayne's like, I was on a show that was nowhere near going to get nominated. Now I'm on 4 shows that are nominated.
It's weird how it happens because Not Worth a Kick in the Ass was like a spin-off of friggin' the whole MaxCast shit for Freedom. And then it's like, now I'm literally a part of your fucking crew. And I was like, how the hell did this happen?
You remember when Jordan wanted to be on your show?
Oh, yeah. He was. He guest appeared for about a second and was, hi, guys, and that was it. And then the phone cut out.
I think I remember something like that. I want to say either Jay told him to fuck off or something. Somebody said something. I can't remember what it was.
And the phone cut out. I was like, oh, what a shame.
his fucking audio went out. And I was just like, oh, so sad.
That was the best he's ever appeared on a show.
Yeah, because he was at work or something like that, and his reception was bad. And I was just like, well, fuck him, man.
People, though,
like a personal problem,
if you still haven't heard it, though, you got to listen to the show where P1 had guest star Jordan Marquez on.
No, I don't think you can find that no more.
Oh, but you got to be able to find that. That shit is so funny, where he's actually trying to tell you pretty much what to do. You know, you can
mind you, people. He's telling an award-nominated podcast host how to run his shit.
Yeah, but you're sexist. That's the way you have to send this to the awards people at the podcast awards. Get my dad to promote it with it's sexist, disgraceful, and I can't even listen to it. There you go.
I was about to say, I want your dad to give our acceptance speech when he goes over. He's just like, I can't believe Fired Up won Best Comedy. It is the most disgusting, sexist, racist show you could ever listen to in your life.
I'm proud.
And you'll hear us in the background going, fire it up, fire it up, as we light the curtains on fire and shit.
It's going to look like the end scene of Carrie, where just flames just start bursting out everywhere.
And you'll see me not setting anything on fire, because I'll be talking to some chick going like, I got a surprise for you in my pants, girl.
Yeah, and then Mrs. P1 grabs all of you and you're like, oh, shit.
She kicks me in the dick and go like, yeah, and I got a surprise for you, too. And I'm like,
yeah, but then you just hold up the award and go, yeah, but I'm award winner.
Yeah, Wayne will be dragging me out and I'd be like, fire it up.
I'm an award winner now.
I'm an award winner, yeah, that's right. Hey, if Melissa McCarthy can win an award, we can't. Oh,
no, just that's what worries me. If you don't win this, you got to remember, she won a People's Choice Award, but we that's couldn't right. even win a podcast award.
Isn't there a People's Choice I think there is two of our People's Choice in the Podcast Awards as well.
Is there?
Yeah, it's the first. I'm about to go to. I'm on FilmSack right now. Why am I there?
It's a terrible site.
It's just generic. Like, not even talking shit. It's just generic, though.
It is generic, and I have literally listened to a few. I listened to the Rocky Show, and I kind of flicked through a few of the other movie reviews. It's a bunch of guys agreeing constantly, which kind of sounds like us now, but it doesn't matter, but that's you and me.
Yeah, that's because me and you have a lot of hatred and anger about truth and righteousness and justice in our hearts. So we understand that, you know. That's why, like I said, we're trying to get that out to the people to tell people, other people, to fuck off.
Well, we speak the truth. We are like the Bible. What are you sending me?
I sent you a link to the awards, and the first one I see on there is the People's Choice. You know what? We should throw Fire It Up in People's Choice.
We should
just
Fire It Up in all of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Fire It Up works actually in all of them. Best produced because Skype always helps us out.
Oh, so this is last year's awards, was it? No, okay.
This is last year's.
Oh, People's Choice. Yep, best produced. Yep, I should nominate myself for that because I produce pretty well.
That's right. Yes, you do. Best video podcast. We should put us in there. Yeah, that's right.
Let's just do one video podcast. It's like, business! Fire It Up's about business.
Yeah, we talk nothing but about business. Cody talked about business on the last Movie Spoilers. Remember he said DC had a plan.
Oh, yeah, let's go there. Movie Spoilers. Hey, yeah, DC's plan. Special yeah, episode. Right.
That's business, yes. Comedy, The Morning Stream.
That sounds like a piss.
Hey, by the way, not only did they win comedy, they won People's Choice, too.
Oh, so that's the competition, is it?
That's the competition in the
morning. I gotta listen to this morning stream while I'm having a piss.
Check this out now. That'd be funny if the first thing they did was a Rocky show.
Oh, fuck that shit. culture and art. Now, come on. If Fire It Up and culture and art, what is?
I was about to say, look at our Walking Dead recaps. That's nothing but culture. We got an Australian, a black man that lives by a stereotype and avoids his child support. We got a Canadian Indian. We got a black man who thinks he's white.
You got it all. Oh, yeah, this is entertainment. Yeah, Walking Dead cast. That's not even an original show. Walking Dead cast. That's like a terrible name.
Yeah, a podcast of ice and fire. Wow. Talk about stealing Dragon and the Wolf's name.
Oh, yes. Well, Dragon and the Wolf. I still love that logo and all that shit. It just didn't work out, that show.
Yeah, I was saying, man, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I still think about that. I was like, man, I love all the artwork and stuff you put into that. It's a shame that didn't work out that well.
No, you never know. Jay and me have been talking about doing another show again, so.
Maybe you can get back to once a month, maybe.
Like a period. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like Luke does.
Luke these days, who knows? He bought himself a car, so hopefully he gets his shit back on track and we can start doing once a week.
He's married. He can't get his shit on track. I'm telling you this right now.
But that's why, if you listen to the educational awards,
Hey, we are very educational on every show. Every show.
I want to check this show out, the History Chicks. That sounds interesting.
Whoa, yeah, I see that too. Hey, wait a minute. School Sucks Project. We talk about how things suck all the time.
We talk about a lot of sucking, but different, obviously, we different,
about
different category.
Party sucking yesterday.
Different category, but you know, it's kind of food.
Food and drink. Cody was drunk.
I was about to say, Cody is drunk off his ass. There's drinking.
I was about to say, when we did our Darkness at the Movies, don't forget about Darkness. We was drunk.
Oh, you were drunk? Yeah, I had one drink before work, which is
good. We was taking shots and shit. We know all about food and drink. Come on now. Yeah.
Alka-Hollywood. I like the name of that show. That's a good idea.
Yeah, actually, that is a badass name. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
That gets my vote just for the name.
Dining with Doug and Karen. I know those two. Karen got some big-ass tits.
Oh, really? I have to check that show out then.
Yeah. Check it out.
Why can't that be in the video?
You should see my
awards.
Tweets. The only time I talk to them is I'm talking to Karen. I'd be like, hey, Karen. And then Doug chimes in. I'd be like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I ain't talking to you right now, Doug. Where's your wife at? Anyway.
it's a husband and wife.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Maybe that's even hotter.
Maybe they should do an educational sex show then.
Rooster Teeth Podcast winning gaming.
Gaming. Well, we're kind of fucked.
Now, you know that was rigged. Cyborg Cowboy should have won.
Well, you know we're fucked for gaming because CJ just watches them. He doesn't play them.
Yeah. That motherfucker was giving a review of a game he watched.
I'm going to say he's original. He's original.
That's the most original shit I've ever fucking heard. I remember because it was one of the last episodes of Darkness I was on. He was telling us about this game, and me and Cody was just like, I think it was Watch Dogs. He was just like, man, that game is so boring, man. And then we was just like, what are you playing it on? And he was like, oh, I haven't played it at all. I watched it. He was like, how the fuck are you telling us about this game?
But I love his idea because he's like, oh, but this guy does exactly, he would do everything that I would do. Like, what? No.
So, no.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't abandon a child, for starters.
No, the whole point about video games is to immerse yourself in the world.
Thank you.
You're not immersing yourself in the world if you're just going, yeah, I would have did that too.
It's like me watching Minecraft going, yep, I would have built that castle that way. It's like, fuck.
Yeah. Thank you. Minecraft actually is like the best example you can give. It's just like, yeah, watching Minecraft, that's the same as me playing it. No, the fuck, how the fuck is it? You wouldn't have built that?
it's exactly what I would have done. So CJ, get your gaming shit on so we can be nominated for a gaming award.
That's right, general.
What kind of general?
What the hell does general mean?
That's just a lazy category.
I was about to say, then the darkness should fit in there, right?
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, there you go. General. There you go. There's nothing more general than the darkness. Yeah, come on now.
The name darkness itself. Darkness, light. It's a general kind of name.
Yeah. Remember, darkness is featured in a lot of goddamn things or whatever. Remember, it was featured in True Detective.
The thing I like about this is go through all the names, fire it up, darkness, all stand out.
Yeah. It does.
What the hell's this next category?
look at this one, though, in general. Success freaks. What is that?
That'll be us when we win.
Okay, because I was about to say, that sounds egotistical, even on our part.
Reality check. We don't want one of them. I hate reality.
Reality
sucks. Reality's horrible.
Our reality check is called Fire It Up, goddamn.
Airline pilot guy. What kind of name is that?
Well, the next category is the gay and lesbian bisexual trans.
Oh, is that what it stands for?
Yeah.
I was going through all these shows going, that's a gay show. Well, we can start one up now. Jungle Love.
Oh, yeah, it's right, Jungle Love. Gotta bring back Jungle Love.
Bring back Jungle Love.
Bring back Jungle Love, yes. Oh, wait, Jungle Love's being mature.
Yeah, well, Sammy's gay as well, so there you go.
That's right, yeah, I forgot.
He's a resident lesbian.
We should put The Walking Dead on there then, because she's our resident bisexual, so yes.
The Walking Dead and the gay and lesbian bisexual whatever transvestite whatever was. I was looking at that going, what does that stand for? GLBT. Sounds like a fucking hamburger.
I'm about to say, sounds like a BLT sandwich. I'm about to say, and you get a few drinks of me, I'd fuck Wayne, so yeah.
I gotta say, the titles here, though, I love the top one. That's my favorite title.
Oh, yeah, Bend Over and Take It.
Bend Over and Take It. Like,
it sounds like Fired Up needs to do a collaboration show with Bend Over and
Take It. Bend Over and Take It and Fire It Up.
Yeah, bend Over and Take It, then Fire It Up.
Flaming Freedom, ooh. Like,
Flaming Freedom, wow, okay. I think that's Sammy and Cody right there. Flaming Freedom for Snapchat. But
I say, at least those names, they're good names.
Look at this name, Wayne. Homo Ground.
Yeah, Homo Ground. PNS Explosion.
Damn. Oh, this show is so gay.
Yeah, this show is so gay. Very boring, but you know what? It got a laugh out of me.
And hey, you know what? Out of all these categories, I think I want to listen to more of the gay
shows. Yeah, I'd rather listen to the gay shows. I bet you they're funny, at least.
Actually, I think I am going to check some of these out. These look fun.
They could be educational, too.
Hey, you know what? We could do a quick gay podcast. You know, we could act like from In Living Color, Damon Wayans and them, when they did Neon Films.
Yeah, you and me can make out we're gay. That'll be all right. Sammy can make out she's a man, and CJ can be a boyfriend.
Oh, Wayne, you're so purty. Yo, Wayne, you got your nails done.
You know what? Anyway, the problem is we'll lose every other award, but we'll win that one. And everyone will think we win. Everyone will fucking think we are good.
See that award. It's got a dick sticking out of the statue.
Hey, I'll take it. It's an award.
I'll take it too. I'll put it on my show proud.
I'll be proud. I got something for you in my pocket now. That's right. Gay award. Yeah.
Time to move over, Avengers box. There, time for the new gay and lesbian box sexual award to go up there. I'm curious what the winner, though. The winner of this one, Throwing Shade. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't like that title. It's the only one I don't care for.
Yeah, and it's the winner, too.
It must
health
have some, must
fitness.
Have, oh, health and fitness. How the hell?
We did that yesterday. We talked about fat.
Oh, see, we could be nominated for everything. Fitness.
Yeah, I think we could do this, dude. I think we'd be nominated for everything.
Health and fitness. Well, CJ's talked about when he was doing all his juicing and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, and look what the winner of this was, the fat-burning man. We got the fat-burning woman yesterday.
Hey, look, I was a fat motherfucker. I could put myself in this award.
Yeah, and I work out, so...
Yeah, you're fitness. You've done boxing and shit. Sammy just does a lot of sex, which counts as fitness.
Yeah, exactly. She's fucking in front of people. That's like fitness. That's like a triathlon.
Cody does the hallway sex routine, so that kind of works.
Yeah, he's breaking a sweat. It's fitness.
Yeah, but it's all his plan, of course. So that matters.
Yeah, he's always got a plan for it, too.
Even the titles. Running Academy. The Extra Mile Podcast. Get some good names. Call it the Fat Fuckers Must Die Show or something.
The Mighty Cast. Hmm.
That sounds too close to Max Cast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm saying. The Magical Medical Tour. Wow, okay.
Oh, now the next category. Oh, we might listen to some of these shows.
Oh, yes. This is Jungle Love, baby. I see it. Jungle Love, Mature.
Baby. Mature. Dating skills. Nah, that just sounds boring.
I like this one, The Risk Show. Ooh, they're risking.
I think you say The Drunk Cast. Cody's favorite show.
Cody's favorite show. Joe Cody's on that every day.
Swinger Cast. Yeah, I'm in. Done. One new
Sex
show.
Nerd Sandra. Ooh. Ooh, I'm clicking on that now. I want to see what Sandra looks like.
You got something for you in your pocket.
Got something in my Savage Love Cat. Damn, Savage Love Cat.
Oh, winner. Let's check this shit out.
You know, that sounds like an appropriate winner right there.
Oh, yeah, so I'm all for that winning. I've never heard it, but... Oh, can we skip the next category, though?
Yeah, I was about to say, you see this last one? It's called, I think Luke will be interested in this, Swinger Cast.
Swinger Cast, yeah. I actually like the title a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sick and wrong.
Yeah, sick and wrong. The sick and wrong part. I mean, what's so sick and what's so wrong?
Fire It Up.
Yeah, you could put Fire It Up in there. We're mature.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm mature. You're younger than me, so.
That's right, yeah. Well, hey, it makes it even that much better than I'm doing it. The next one.
So which one of us is sick and which one of us is wrong?
Well, I'm sick in the head and you're probably wrong. So,
yeah, I'm probably wrong all the time. There you go.
Yeah.
According to my dad, yes, I'm always wrong because I'm sexist.
I was about to say, two episodes ago, you kept talking about how wrong you were. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And everybody knows I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm all for that. And then we change, and you become wrong, and I just become sick.
Depends. Yeah, we'll change it up every 10 shows. Actually, go back and forth.
We could have just named yesterday's show that, Sick and Wrong, with Melissa McCarthy, because she's sick, and she's wrong that she won the award.
I was just about to say, ain't nothing more sick and wrong than Melissa McCarthy's fat ass. But here goes the disappointing category now. Movies and films.
What a shame. Film scrotum.
Film scrotum. Film ball sack. Yep.
The Daily Spill. Like, why did he even nominate that shit? That shit was not the best show.
No. But if you look above them, who's just right above them?
Yeah, right above them. Little movie spoiler show.
It's the most generic ass name in the damn category too.
Now what?
Actually, I take that back. Doug loves movies. That's pretty generic.
Oh, but, we hate movies.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, actually, that's pretty generic too.
The Flop House sounds like a penis show.
The Flop. Addicts Podcast. I like that.
But yeah, Film Sack. No. After listening to that, you know what? They'll probably win again, and that's just a disgrace.
They've won twice.
Well, it's about time that changes, isn't it?
Yeah, damn straight, because Movie Spoiler is taking it this year. That's fucking right.
We either take it by votes or by force.
Yeah, I was going to say, we meet him outside and be like, give me that trophy.
It's like, I'm not asking, scrotum.
What the hell? Pod Safe Music. That's the name. Okay, is that...
That's got to be a religious, surely.
We got another... A Friday Night Dance Party. Man, Friday Night Fuck Fest. That's our show.
Yeah, I'm all for that. What is Pod Safe Music?
It has to just be like Christian music?
I don't know, but there's really no like hints that it's religious.
What is the safe music? What is that? Like what was safe music?
Maybe it's like you can't get pregnant while listening to it or something.
Oh. Is that why you see Jonah music? Is that supposed to be like Jonah Brothers?
Irish and Celtic music? What?
I was just looking at that too. I was like, what is that?
I can just listen to that shit on YouTube.
We're kind of a music show. This past Movie Spoilers, I played some music.
Yeah, music. You guys talk about music occasionally.
I'm about to say we got nothing but music. Listen to the Darkness theme song. Fire it up intro.
You got fire up intro. You got the Darkness intro. You got movies. You got all these intros.
Got all these great intros. Whatever. You got all these great talents and shit like that.
What the hell is that? What is that playing?
That's music, baby.
What is that shit? I can't even hear that shit. Just like, what? That's all I can hear.
Because that's all that's going on.
Oh, okay. That would explain it.
My favorite category, politics and news.
Oh, definitely we should be in this.
Should be in this for every show.
We do.
As a matter of fact, all these categories, all these names you see right here, all I should see is Movie Spoilers, Fire It Up, Now We're Kicking the Ass, Darkness, Walking Dead, Gotham. Oh, that's all of our shows right there. Bam. All can fit in that one. I like the name of this one, though. No Agenda. That's kind of like us.
No Agenda. Well, we haven't really got a note. We kind of, like, listen, this today, yeah, we were talking about the awards, but that's basically it. We don't like to plan shit.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about Oh, I take that back. This is my favorite category, religion inspiration.
Oh, definitely. Fire it up. Fire it up. Are you just watching? Are you just watching? That sounds like it should be in the mature little podcast show.
So Z should be in that then.
Yeah, well, if they're a little woman, then yeah.
Yeah, the Mormon Faircast was the winner of that last year. What the fuck?
Isn't that the same one in the music
the
podcast?
The Sci-Fi Christian. I think so.
Oh, I'm still listening to the music. What the fuck? I've lost my track. Where am I? I'm back. Religion inspiration. Oh, my
inappropriate,
God.
Inappropriate conversations. How is that religion?
It'll be about talking about things you shouldn't be talking about.
Oh,
like sex before marriage and actually having
doing
fun.
It in the butt?
Well, they all do
that. You're not supposed to have sex before marriage.
Yeah, but that's the point. Okay, you bring up a good point. How many people now are having anal sex before they get married because they can't actually have proper sex, so to speak? It's like, what fucking religion would... Seriously, it's ridiculous.
Wait, that's crazy. You can't have sex before what?
I don't understand it either.
We all know I wouldn't last in religion then.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Whereas the fired up.
Damn, people. Y'all must be proud of y'all.
I was going to say, the fired up religion is have as much sex as you can before marriage. Because after you're married, you're gone.
Right. People always say don't waste your good sex in your 20s. I say you better use all that shit up while you can in your 20s. Because once you get to your 30s and 40s, it's Viagra for you. So,
and then you really got something in your pocket.
Yeah, then you're really going to be having something in your pocket for about 3 to 4 hours. Yes. And if it stays erectile after 4 hours, please see a doctor. Yeah,
please see a doctor or just have a cold, very long cold shower.
I was about to say, fuck it, calling a doctor. You just keep fucking in. You keep fucking until it goes out.
Yeah, I just keep putting it in the hole and just see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know not one woman that'll tell you no. If you laying that pipe down good, Sammy definitely ain't going to tell you no.
I was going to say, yeah, if you can't, then we send you Sammy.
Exactly. Like Wayne said, she was showing it up for Maxie JJ, so there you go.
Oh, no, she was sleeping with him. We all know that. She just kept that secret.
Yeah, exactly.
Science.
Oh, but the science. Science, man.
We're not really scientific, I guess. We really couldn't get nominated for
this. Cody was scientific. He said that DC had a plan. That's pretty scientific.
Oh, yeah, that counts.
That takes some science.
Well, actually, when you think of it, science, trying to find out the genetic DNA of CJ's baby. That's science.
We've been doing science for the past year. Come on now. We've been taking DNA tests and DNA swabs from his blood to figure out if that was his child or not. Very scientific. You know what? And part if we did win the science award, part of that award would go to Jason Murphy from RaceLect.com.
Putting up that photo.
He showed us inspiration on how to get proof.
And I tell you what, it worked. Because CJ, you are definitely the father of that fucking baby. I don't care what DNA or what. He contradicts himself. That's the problem with that story. So it's like,
yeah, he never has the same story every time he explains it.
Yeah. Either way, he's fine.
And it never makes any sense, neither, because he keeps saying, oh, I didn't even sleep with her, but she dumpster dived for my condom. It was like, wait a minute. I thought you never slept with her.
Well, maybe he just put a condom on, and he just had a little whack himself, and that was it.
You remember that story he told her? He's like, I was drunk and passed out, though. I don't. I was like, what the? Okay.
I told you, it changes. The story changes.
So you got raped then, is what you're telling. Ah, sports podcast. Well, we talk about Rocky. That's
yeah, I was going to say. See, I think while Cody's not a sport man, CJ certainly isn't a sport man. Sammy is. She's not a man, but she's into sports. Whereas I'm into sports.
She's probably talking about that football team, the Indians.
Oh, yeah, the Redskins, which greatest baseball team of all time. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, same here. I love the Redskins. It doesn't get no better than that name right there. Yeah.
It's all right to be calling the Redskins, but the White Sox, oh, no, that's, you know, can't call them.
No, he's White Sox.
That's racist. Hey, what are you talking about? Hey, one, did we not talk about the bloodstained niggers?
Bloodstained niggers. I was just about to say, what about the bloodstained niggers?
The sporting category.
The first episode of Fired Up. Nothing but sports. Bloodstained niggers.
I actually forgot it. That wasn't good.
You know what? And we went just because we brought up a team that you never even heard of.
I was going to say, how many people would have heard of that? So one, that's educational. It's sports. It's comedy. It's mature.
It's science.
It's science. It's travel because it's overseas. It's technology.
That's right.
It's all the above.
Yeah, it's travel. It's travels because it's overseas and yet it still deals with niggers.
True. At least it's educational. It really is. So there you go, people. Sports. The bloodstained niggers. We should just do a show called that. I guarantee you won't get nominated.
And we would have won the technology part, too, because it took technology to find out who the bloodstained niggers were. So
oh, yeah. I just thought the Mac cast. I went, what?
I see that too. The Maccast. Wow, now you're talking about close to Maccast. That's the closest, man.
Poor bastard. That show never win.
Oh, the Stolen Droids. What the fuck? Okay.
That's a Star Wars reference.
Okay. Yeah, I caught that, but I was just like, that better be about Star Wars.
I'll bet you it's not.
That's what I get off of that. So.
But see, this. If they all talk about technology, that shit would bore the shit out of me, and I'd just go to sleep.
Yeah, because technology is meant to be played with, not listened to.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, why do you think they don't stick manuals in your book, in your phone, when you get new phones now? Because they just want you to figure it out on your own. They don't need you to fucking read no book on it. No shit.
When do men ever read a fucking manual? We just
exactly. I remember someone tried to say, oh, you want to buy the manual? I said, why the fuck do I need to buy? You just plug it up, and then you just press buttons, and it works.
Yeah, or you go, if you want a real manual, go online. Problem solved. No money needed.
Yeah, there you go. You can download the fucking manual itself on there or whatever, something like that. But shit, no, you don't need no fucking manual. Like, when I was inserting an extra hard drive into something, I didn't know where the fucking slot was, so I just fucking took the computer apart.
As you know, you always got to stick something in some slot. Problem solved.
Yeah. There's tons of sluts in Vegas. There's slots in Vegas.
Beavis and Butthead, do America.
Yeah, people, Beavis and Butthead reference. Whoa! Butthead.
Love
this woman said there's lots of sluts.
There's lots of sluts. I love that.
Cool. We should do a commentary on that movie.
Oh, I actually haven't seen that movie for ages. That's a guy. I love that film.
Same here. Same here. I haven't seen the movie in ages neither, but I remember that one line though, where he's just like, whoa, there's lots of sluts.
Yeah, which is, I'm planning to do the sluts. Whoa, there's lots of sluts in Vegas.
Shit, lots of sluts. And that old lady was shaking it. She was saying, she's like, she reminded me of that old lady from that video you sent me of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the, I can't remember what that official bitch.
I can't remember her fucking name now. Okay. That cool-ass old lady. There you go.
It's something to do with something pie bitch or whatever. Juicy pie bitch. Oh, the fucking hot apple pie bitch. I don't know what the fucking name is. Anyway, she should be on this show because she reminds me of us. Just firing up on That's everyone right. who asks stupid questions.
Oh, man. I think we went over all the fucking categories that we could win, Wayne.
Yeah, travel, we can't win that. No, then again, you've traveled around. I've traveled to America. CJ just travels wherever the fuck he wants to.
That's right. I'm about to say, we've recorded multiple shows of us in different countries, different areas, different states. So, yes, I think you know what? My God, people, why can't we just win every award?
Yeah, as you said, people, don't even bother nominating yourselves if you're listening to this. Just give it up because we can put ourselves in every category. Simple as that.
That's right. That's what makes us so unique, too, about this, is that we have a chance of just being in every category because, you know why? Because we don't give a fuck. That's why.
Yeah, as you said. Unless we lose, and then we're not really going to give a fuck.
Yeah, you know what? Because if we do lose, then we're really going to give a fuck and talk shit about your goddamn show.
The worst part will be is if the darkness wins, but Fire It Up loses, because we're never going to hear the end of that shit.
Oh. I'm going to tell you this right now, people. I'm a sore fucking loser. So.
Yes, I realized that after last year.
If you didn't catch that from last year. Oh, yeah, you goddamn right.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I kept saying, I need to find out how to insert viruses into people's hardware so I can shut that goddamn film site down. So,
awesome, but then I actually went and actually... Because that was the first time I looked up his site. I was like, oh, I better check this guy out. I'm like, you lost to this guy? Him?
Yeah, I said the same thing. I lost to this. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm working too hard then.
Yeah, see, if you just take it easy like he does, clearly it works.
Apparently, not giving a fuck is the way to go.
And apparently getting all your knowledge of Rocky IV. It's fucking wrong as well, apparently works.
Yeah, but that was uninspiring, you know.
Oh, no. Wait. They're talking about Rocky.
I can't wait for you to tell Luke that shit.
Oh, but just the shit he gets wrong in that, too. Like characters and fucking the storyline and the years. Like, fuck off. If you're not going to talk, if you're just going to talk shit about it, talk shit about it. But be like us. When we talk shit about something, we get it wrong. We know we're getting it wrong. We just don't care.
Yeah. And when we talk shit about something, we break down scenes.
Oh, we break everything down, right down to the skin and bones.
We've been breaking Man of Steel down for the past 2 years now.
Yeah, if you just edit all the bits together, you got a full commentary right there.
Goddamn right. You goddamn right.
Promise that
about a podcast about the Walking Dead.
So the problem is that
still comes up.
Problem is that fucking tornado would just be going on that scene because we talked about it for about 5 hours.
That tornado is the highlight of our commentary, but
oh, it was. But fucking hell, that's
hey, people. You know what?
That's an hour.
I think this was a. Yeah, that was. We finally hit that hour mark with one of these goddamn bonus shows, Wayne.
Damn straight, because it needed to happen.
It had to happen, people. So you know what? At that, we just want to say fuck you to all the other nominees and vote for Fire It Up, The Darkness, Walking Dead, Gotham, Movie Spoilers, or Throwback. Vote for them all.
Vote them all. Every fucking one of them. All of them. We want to win.
I'm adding this in there, too. I'm adding this in there. Fired up the People's Choice Award. We got to win that award. That's the one I want.
The People's Choice Award. So we can be like Mr. McCarthy. We are the People's Choice Award winner.
I want that one. I want that one, Wayne. Hey, the comedy last year, he won the People's Choice Award. So you know what? We win comedy, we win People's Choice.
I'm going to listen to that. The morning stream. It still sounds like a piss.
I got to check that. I got to go back to some of these rated R shows. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to check out some of these sex shows.
Yeah, there's my nighttime listening. I've got that set up for tonight.
Yeah, I got a lot of gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender shows to listen to.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that category.
Flaming Freedom. I got to check that out.
Freedom. Sick and wrong.
And the thing is, if any of y'all is listening, I think y'all the best category.
Definitely the most interesting, for sure.
Yeah, so mature, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender category, you guys are the best. You're awesome.
I'm with you, man. We've got to check that shit out, and then we should do a review of one of their shows.
Yeah, and then bring back Jungle Love and show them how it's really done.
Oh, Jungle Love. We need to do a Jungle Love now, just to get into that category.
Yeah, you're just getting that category.
Because I guarantee you, whatever they talk about on those shows ain't going to have nothing on what we talk about.
Nope. Now, you remember, I brought back Jungle Love last year in February when we had on The Darkness. The Darkness Presents Jungle Love. Remember?
Oh, yes. That was a fucked up.
Some of the fucking questions we got that week.
That's the point. We have some sick fans out there, so our Jungle Love would definitely rival any shit you could talk about, any romance fucking show for sure.
I was going to say, even our Fire It Up. Remember Leia? She wrote how she fucked her bosses?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So you know what? Fire It Up has games.
Yeah, damn straight. I forgot about that.
I don't even remember why we talked about that, but... Yeah, why did she bring that up? I don't remember. Oh, because we're talking about Cody and Snapchat, and that's why.
No, yeah, that was it. It was about would you fuck a coworker? And she fucked the father and the son, and then the Holy Spirit.
Right. You know what? Put that in the gay gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender category, people. Put that in there.
Yeah, I can't remember what show it was. Like, second show, I think. So there you are. Done. We cover all. Romance, business. We just don't cover the video podcast. We've got to work on that.
We got video.
No, we do, but not a whole podcast.
We got video. All we got to do is find Max JJ kicking CJ. That's the video.
Oh, Cyborg Cowboy.
You know, we should just put that in there, and that'd be funny if it won.
Oh, John. If that won, it would lose all respect for this award.
I would quit then. Oh, it's time to go. We got to get out of here.
I gotta get to work.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I gotta go fuck.
Well, that's kind of work.
Yeah, it's work. Hey, I gotta go break a sweat real quick.
Break sweat. Get some health and fitness up.
Yeah, I gotta get my body in shape.
You could do all that at once. You could do you could do a video podcast. You getting healthy and sweaty while fucking.
Mm-hmm. I'm like Rocky. I gotta get prepared.
Just play the Rocky music as you fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to have that music playing. It's the eye of a tiger. It's the speed of the light. Yeah.
Hey, at least you get that shit right, unlike them.
Goddamn right. Hey, I do a better fucking Rocky review than that motherfucking did. But anyway.
Yes,
fact, people. I never say it's uninspiring. What the fuck?
Oh, I know. That's the worst. That's the stupidest. That's more stupid than CJ's comment about Star Wars not being popular.
Yeah, I think that's the stupidest comment I probably heard all week. Thank you, Wayne, for providing that information.
Oh, I just listened to it. It's hilarious.
No, that's all right. If you're saying shit like that, then I think I'm good. Uninspiring. Okay. All right. Okay. And Star Wars wasn't in space then. There you go.
True. But well, yes, people, that is it.
That, like I said, like we always say, remember to set shit on fire, tell your people to fuck off, and fire
it up.